Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey everybody, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, Wednesday, September 7th, 2022, and I just released, a powerful prophetic word for the month of September, but it's also the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, that's going to be in September, and I released it last week, early, on my August 31st podcast. It's called God is Opening Up Deep Revelation and Rosh Hashanah. And so we're entering into a time when you can get deep revelation and healing and revelation in your healing. Wow, I'm going to share some stuff here about how I got a healing breakthrough and how you can too. And I'm still in process, but man, I'm way better than I've ever been in my life. And so Lord, we pray that you would open up things, open up the heavens. We pray for the virtual angels. We pray for the real angels that are not as real, but you know, the angels right in our room. But the Lord is moving virtually with angels and the Holy Spirit and the word of the Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would open up the heavens for us in Jesus' name. Amen. And no matter when you hear this, God is outside of time. So you could actually apply this to your life because it's based on the Word of God, and that never changes, right? You know what? Let me just tell you, difficult times can be a sign of something new. It's possible. Well, it's also difficult times is a time to cause you to contend, to go to the next level, or to break through. And I've got a breakthrough word for you here, and it's during these uncertain times that people need healing. You know, we're moving to a new level, and healing is not just physical. It's spiritual, relational, emotional as well. And in fact, you are body, soul, and spirit. The Lord created you that way. And so integrated all in one will help this. And so, you know, with the pandemic going on, the superstores, violence, the spirit of fear is trying to dominate. But the Lord said, I'm going to reveal some things. I'm going to give you some keys that's going to help you to get to the root of some of the attacks. Now, you get to the root, that helps, because once you clean the root out, then the upper things at the surface then can start to flourish and grow. So a few years ago, I was suffering from a few chronic illnesses. They nearly took my life at one point. Man, I don't want to go into that part because I want to give glory to the Lord and not how bad it got. But the Lord got me through no matter what. I just tell you, it's the power of prayer, the power of communion, and the power of the Lord and His healing power. And I had to walk through things, several keys I'm going to open up to you right now. And it took more. You know, for me, it took more. I had to get a breakthrough because sometimes, you know, I was carrying something. I'm a forerunner, so sometimes I have to break through and carry things. And other times, you know, it just depends on your situation. And, you know, sometimes healing is instant. And oftentimes it's a process with instant moments. So people are expecting to get healed instantly. Then they walk away. They feel like, oh man, I got ripped off. I'm not totally healed. But you know what? It might be like a connect the dots drawing. That's the way mine was. And then you walk from that point and you go to a next point. If you ever to climb Mount Everest, you don't just go all the way to the top. Sometimes it takes time to get it to base camp. Then you go to different camps. You know what I'm saying? Get that in your spirit. So getting a new healing strategy is really, really important. You know, there's a lot of healing methods out there, and a lot of them are great, but some of them are not biblically based. Right now, there's some that have a mixture of psychology, New Age, ways of the world. Jeremiah 2:13. I love this verse. I love this. I've been using this for years. For my people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and they've dug for themselves broken cisterns that can hold no water.
Whoa.
Jeremiah 2:13. Wow. Well, that nails it on the head there. He goes, there's some biblically sound theologies and belief systems, actually, that can actually keep you from your healing. And now, that sounds weird. There's some of these things that, like for me, I was trying to get healed, I was trying to get healed of something, but my belief system of how it used to work, how I thought it should work, or how someone showed me it would work, was keeping me from getting healed and keeping me in a spinning process. So my background, so you might understand about where I'm coming from, is to help you to understand the foundation of my training. We started Enlight Connection 21 years ago this year. We're almost an adult. I guess we are an adult at this point. But my wife Linda and I, we actually started Enlight Connection together. I was originally ordained as a Vineyard Christian Fellowship pastor in 1998, part of the Vineyard movement. And it was at the time, on the later days of John Wimber, but I was around the Vineyard conferences and training. So I was kind of raised on the Vineyard worship, Vineyard ministry styles. And John Wimber was an amazing, amazing power healing and power evangelist. And so I started my previous ministry training. How I started out was actually outreach and healing. Outreach and healing. Sometimes I'd be doing it both. I'd be doing the outreach in the church. I had an evangelistic style to be able to call, help people to hear the message of Jesus in their language. And then I also had the ability to work it through, and I started to work the outreach and the healing. Sometimes I was in the church. Sometimes it was happening on the streets. The healing would happen both ways. And myself and my teams and my wife, it was a powerful time. So for many years, I actually led the ministry teams and outreach teams at the churches I was part of. Then later, we planted a couple of churches. But I had the practical John Wimber power healing and power evangelism. And then eventually I wrote a book on prophetic evangelism, and I started using the prophetic gift as a way of outreach now. But you know what? The power, the prophetic in outreach are very, very powerful together, especially when you learn how to speak the message of Jesus in love in a way that people can receive it. People are actually way open. You just need to know how to speak it. So hang out with us a little bit. But so that was basically, it's called the Kingdom Theology, Vineyard Ministry. John Wimber, the late John Wimber, and the late C. Peter Wagner developed the Kingdom Theology, which basically we're all ministers. And it's not based on like a, receiving Jesus once, the decision base. You do need to make a decision, but it doesn't stop there. You need to become Christ-like. So, I mentored with the late prophet John Paul Jackson, and I personally mentored with him. He trained by him and was ordained by him. And so that would help you understand as well, because he had some power. The prophetic and the dream interpretation during that time. I also trained. I had the opportunity to train and travel with some of the great people. I was like, my goodness, I was just looking at this. It's just a few of them. Someone pitched me. Was this real? Bob Jones, the prophet. Yeah, we traveled with him and just was around him. And Larry Randolph, and he is an amazing prophet. Still out there kicking. Come on, Larry. Praying for you today. Rick Joyner, got to hang out with him. Patricia King, Stacy Campbell, James Gall, who was a very loved man. We were realized, man, we've been going around 20 years, but I go back to about 30 years ago when I had some encounters with him at Kansas City, and he and his wife at the time. But I go way, way back with some of these people in my training. And then over 20 years ago, I began to develop my own ministry and after church plagues. That's basically where I'm at now. Now, here it is. In 2015, I live in Los Angeles now, and so I'm part of Harvest International Ministries, Apostle Cheon, Papa Che, and Mama Sue. And I was commissioned as an HIM, Harvest International Ministries prophet, in 2015. And right now, I have been the closest in accountability I've ever been. I just want to declare that, especially as prophetic people, it's not easy. But it helps to come under the covering of others. And this is a time to do that. So now, here's a little bit more of what I was working with, because I was working with several different things. I was raised around the word of faith. I came to Jesus at Rex Humbard's Cathedral of Tomorrow in Akron, Ohio. It was actually, I came to Jesus the first time at a backyard Bible study by the Baptist, but then I went and dedicated my life, and we started going to the Cathedral of Tomorrow. We lived in Akron, Ohio. So I was around this in different ways, and my mom was actually Word of Faith. And so the Word of Faith is basically, you know, that you pray, you get a biblical foundation. You pray and you get the Word and you stand on the Word in the midst of it. I want to tell you that that is how, after I got healed, I have had to use the Word of Faith to stay healed. And I confess the Word. And it's a powerful thing. I'm also a firm believer in the finished work of the cross. And I've done years of deliverance ministry and teaching. And the Word, this whole thing, I tell you, I've been in a challenge just recently, because I believe in all this. I believe in the Word of Faith. I believe in the finished work of the cross, which says that the cross of Jesus Christ, my goodness, when you have the revelation of the cross of Jesus Christ and the Word of God, you stand on both of those. And what Jesus did for you is enough. And I lived that way for a number of years. And, you know, it worked for me until suddenly I hit the wall. And that's what I want to talk about here. That we need a new revelation if you're still having trouble. Now, if the Word of Faith and the finished work of the cross is working for you, praise God, keep doing it. Do not even be offended. But if not, or maybe you know someone that are still struggling, still sick, not getting your breakthrough, not getting your breakthrough with finances, not getting your breakthrough with healing, that was me. Then suddenly, I was challenged to go to the next level. And so my new revelation that the Lord brought me into was getting a healing strategy or supernatural breakthrough. And when I started to study Jesus in all this healing, I started to realize Jesus, you know, when he prayed for someone, he didn't really use the same prayer method more than once, but he might have. But for overall, in other words, he would diagnose the situation. That's what John Wimber taught us to do. We didn't do the five-step prayer model. We would diagnose a situation and develop a prayer strategy based on that. That's, hey, folks, you still need to do that today. Jesus said to one person, go and it will be done. He said to another, oh, you need to, you know, go dip in the water. Oh, you need to put mud on you. I mean, he did all these different things, right? In one group, he even said, hey, I can't even heal anything here. There's too much unbelief. So there was a healing strategy. Jesus, I tell you, if you take a look at this, Jesus himself had to use a healing strategy. The Lord showed me that you could actually live with the finished work of the cross and stand on the Word of God. But if you still have symptoms like I was, I suddenly got sick. And man, my mom died. All the people started dying around me. They were the most faithful people I knew. And the Lord started to move on me that, you know, we want to not live in the deliverance room, of course, you know. And then when I talk about this, some people start accusing me of focusing on demons. My goodness, you know, as long as we're focusing on angels, hey, what you want to focus on, are you listening to me? Listen to Spirit Connection Podcast. I'm focusing on the goodness of the Lord, but I will give you a strategy and I will speak the truth in love. And that's what I'm going to do right here. And I'm totally healed now of some things. But I'm not fully healed, let's be honest. But I feel way better, way better. I still have some things. But I had to actually contend and battle with my belief system. First thing was the unbelief system. You know, you can believe that healing is for today. You can believe that the Lord heals, but unbelief that it's for you right now might kill a miracle, because Jesus even said he couldn't do miracles in Samaria because of their unbelief. So you want to adjust that, right? Healing for yourself, that he wants to heal you. It might be your finances. It might be some other area. So now I tell you, here's my healing. I have so many of these healing miracle strategies, you know, and this is what adjusted me 20 years ago. Right around in 2001, I got diagnosed with an incurable genetic, fatal genetic disease called Huntington's. That killed my mom, my aunt, my two uncles. We had over 12 deaths, but several of them, I don't know how many in 1 year, in 98, the 1999, the year we planted our church, you know, I had all these deaths in my family, and it was Huntington's disease. Then I got diagnosed with it. There's no, just so you know, there's not a lot of medication out there for it. There's no remission. Once it hits, kind of like it's Parkinson on steroids. It's very rare. Woody Guthrie had it. That's why, unless someone famous has it, but I tell you, I was diagnosed with Huntington's disease, and I'll be honest with you, that I was not, I was gene positive. I was not diagnosed neurologically with the other part, but I did start to show some weird stuff. Like the other parts of my family started to show the mood change, the personality change. The slight stuff here and there I started to do, because that's what it is at age 42. But what happened is I got healed. That's how I know I got healed, because if I didn't get healed, some people said, oh, well, you didn't really get healed because you weren't really diagnosed with the later stage. I tell you, I had a CAG count of 42, and at age 42, the Lord healed me and everybody else in my family. They, by 42, by the late 40s, and especially in their 50s, and then dead in the mid-60s in a really bad situation. I'm 63. I tell you, I am healed. And I went again to the UCLA Medical Center to get a test, a checkup again. I mean, I still have it. But they checked me up. I did a checkup a couple years ago. And they said, you are, Doug Edison, you're an anomaly. That is medical for a miracle. They said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Well, praise God. You know, I'm worshiping. I'm taking communion. And, you know, and so they put me in a study, actually. And I just want to say, the Lord is good. And since then, once I got this down, see, Huntington's was huge. I had to get a strategy for it. I had to hit it in all kinds of different ways. It started generationally at the Elijah House. So I broke it, generational curses. But if I was standing on Word of Faith, like my mom and my aunts, they were standing on the Word of Faith and they died. I just want to say, if you need healing, step up and get a healing strategy. Now, this went over again now into the, I ended up with chronic illness, several of them, multiple chemical sensitivity hit me. I was so sick. I tell you, I didn't know, the doctors didn't know that it was some strange autoimmune disorder. Then I had Lyme disease. I had multiple chemical sensitivity. I had all kinds of stuff having to do with black mold. They told me I'd never see my stuff again, might as well give up on it. This was a Christian group, and all kinds of people saying that I had to get rid of my stuff because it was black mold and had to do, you know, with the ladder. They told me all kinds of stuff. But I tell you, the word of the Lord is different. I had an acute case so bad of chemical sensitivity that I couldn't even stay in my own house. I couldn't drive my own car. I couldn't wear my own clothes. I couldn't be around my wife. It was bad. So I went off to get it. This is right around 2015, 2016. I got a healing strategy. I used a hybrid of several other messages and ministries, and I pulled it together. And that's what you hear me talk about now. What I talk about, pulling together and understanding the three loves. You bring the love of God. Jesus said, love God with all your heart, soul, and all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. You bring those healings together along with some other things. It will align you. Where I'm going right now, I'm going for, you know, at age 63, I'm going for my full healing, but I'm still in process. So this is, we are currently in a season of new healing revelation. Isaiah 59:19. The enemy comes in like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a new standard. I want to tell you, with the pandemic, with the superstorms, with the violence, with the biblical level things that are coming against us, that is the enemy coming in like a storm. That's not the Lord. He might use it, but my goodness, if you get hit, any of the stuff, that is not the Lord. Don't even think of it as a gift. Sickness is not, it might have helped you, but if you renounce that gift, you don't want cancer. You don't want anything like this or Huntington's disease. So let me just go into a little bit of how I thought the Lord, he told me this today. He goes, I want you to share Jeremiah 2:13. Remember that? And he said, my people have committed two sins. They've forsaken me, the spring of living water, and they've dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Well, you know, this is prophetic. This is that water represents the Holy Spirit, and we have living water. That's Jesus. We know that's Jesus, right? But we have the spring, but we suddenly, my goodness, are digging their own. So a cistern is actually a storage tank, and especially one that it can supply water supply or flushing a toilet or something like that. So it's a flushing system. This is prophetic. It says many people, the Lord says, have committed two things. One is they've forsaken the Lord. And the second, they built their own systems. And I had done that. Apparently, I didn't realize it, but somewhere, maybe even generation, I don't know what happened. But we need to be able to flush out our grievances. We need to be able to receive the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the ability to get rid of the things inside of us. And I'm not talking about colonics here, you know. But, hey, maybe you need one of those. I don't know. But I'm talking about spiritual. You need to get the spiritual. Bob Jones used to say, you need a spiritual enema. That was actually prophetic. You know, you need a spiritual cleansing. And it is Jeremiah 2:13. We've dug our own cisterns that cannot hold water because they're cracked. And so we have some healing methods out there that they're worldly wisdom of the Lord. Some of them have false Jesuses in them. Then they might be heavy on the psychology based, heavy on the too much on the inner healing. I don't know. You need to find out. I know that I was going away from deliverance but it was deliverance that finally brought me back into the place where I could get healed. But I combined it with natural health. I combined it with different things. They were like a connect the dots drawing. And it wasn't just one, but it was, if I say it was one thing, it was the Lord and His wisdom. But you need to first remove your broken cistern and remove the rebellion of rejecting the Lord. That's what it says. And then remove the ways of the world. That's 1 Corinthians 2:12. He said, the Apostle Paul said, what we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God. And this is that we may understand what God has freely given. See, there is a spirit of the world, and we want to be careful that even right now, that if you go to a doctor, that's fine, go to a doctor. But first, ask the Lord. Ask the Lord. I don't think it's wrong to go to a doctor. Don't stay away from the doctor, you know, and die. I have a friend who did that, a family member who he died. But you want to still balance this out. Be careful. Some doctors, especially New Age, a lot of natural medicine is New Age practices, and they're using all kinds of weird stuff. I'm just saying, ask the Lord for healing. Get prayer at your church. Go to the healing rooms. Look them up. Look up the healing rooms. And go to my website, dougedison.com/healing-resources. And there's some ways you get some emotional healing, because we're body, soul, and spirit. And then we need to also pray to cut off generational things if they happen to be there. I tell you, we are body, soul, and spirit. So we need to go in there and diagnose some things. The key to healing, first of all, is unbelief. Get rid of your unbelief. Number two, get through disappointments. Hope deferred can make a heart sick. Wow, that was how I was sick. I was sick because of hope deferred, because almost all my family died. I was upset at the Lord. So then, I got angry at the Lord. That got me out of alignment with what Jesus said. love God the Father with all your soul, all your mind, all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself. I was operating in unbelief and unforgiveness. I started to operate disappointments and hope deferred. I started letting the unloving spirits of self-hatred, rejection, low self-esteem take over. I started letting my broken heart and the spirit of fear, but I take authority right now over any of this in the spirit of death and the spirit of the father of lies, the spirit of fear in Jesus' name. Now, believe and it will be done. That's what the Lord says. Don't believe that the sickness that's out there right now is from the Lord. It is not. Sickness is from the spirit of death. That's from the enemy. We just take authority right now. Now, there is a root that is actually disconnecting people from the Lord. It's the spirit of fear. It's the father of lies. And it is also the low self-esteem. Take a look at 1 John 4:18. That was a key to me. 1 John 4:18 was the fact that God is love, and those that don't love can get the spirit of fear, and the spirit of fear then can have torment. Take a look at 1 John 4:18. I like that verse in the New King James Version. It'll help you understand that I had to get rid of those tormentors and put love in there. The major key to your breakthrough right now for your healing is not to settle. If you're sick, and if you can't get better, you need to step up right now and shift the spiritual atmosphere, connect with the Lord. That's why I take communion every day. My wife and I, we try to make sure that the sun doesn't go down on our anger. We do things that we can get into alignment, and then it will open things up. Well, I'm going to be doing a supernatural school. It's called the Doug Addison School of the Supernatural, SOS, DougAddison.com/SOS. Now, I don't necessarily talk about what's in here, but, you know, this strategy, it might be a little bit in there, but what it'll do is it'll shift your belief system. It'll start to shift to open up the supernatural. And we're doing it for only $97, by the way. So anyway, Lord, we pray for this message. I mean, the Lord pulled me aside. He said, I want you to do this. He even told me the date, where my notes were, and I knew that he was telling me, I want you to do this message on this date. He showed me the date. I heard the Holy Spirit speak, and he says, I want you to call people up to a new understanding of healing and to shift the spiritual atmosphere around you in Jesus' name. Now, you can register for the DougAddison.com/SOS, or if you want to give to our ministry, you can text L-O-V-E 45888 or DougAddison.com/give. You know what? I'm just so excited about what the Lord is doing. So Lord, we pray that you would release the healing strategy over each person. We pray that you would shift the spiritual atmosphere over you in Jesus' name. Amen. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.